Me?
You go centre, yeah.
Why?
Because you're the... Okay. You're the star.
And we're ready to open the floor to questions. Yes, right here.
Hi, congratulations, everyone. This is remarkable film. Second row back here. Second row?
Oh, hi, sorry.
Great job. I wanted to ask you, Jackie, what was your initial attraction to this particular project and this particular role? For some people, it's a very different departure for you, but for others, we've seen you take on these dramatic roles previously, but what was it about it that attracted you?
I've been planning my career so long. As I look at the history, the action star life, very short. If a star, wow, look at Robert Redford right now, still acting. I want to be an actor. I said, how? Because the audience always treat me action star comedy. And in Asia, I'm really very tough to slowly change. But for the last 20 years, slowly my fans in Asia, they accepted, wow, Jackie is actor, it's not action star. But in Hollywood, I received so many scripts. Police from Hong Kong, police from China. Secret police from Hong Kong, secret police from China. I always look at so many American movies. I said, that should be suitable for me. That's suitable for me. But why nobody hire me to do this kind of movie? Not like La La Land, okay? It's kind of like La La Land. I said, yes, why not me? What? There's so many things. So a couple of years ago, suddenly I got the phone call from my American manager. That's a script, it's called Foreigner. They tell me the story. I said, wow, yes. Can I act it? Then he said, the screenplay, the writer said, the only Jackie Chan, otherwise nobody can act. I said, yes! And we've been waiting for so many years. Then there's so many things going on, and then I just waiting until 2 years later. Then, yeah, everything combined. Then I'm so happy to do it, yeah.
I guess the gentleman right over here.
Hi, Martin.
Yeah.
Two-part question. What's it like working with Pierce again? And what does this movie say? What does this movie's politically driven theme say?
Well, working with Pierce was, well, it's a few years, you know. I mean, I did Goldeneye with him, which was, I think, 1996. I can't remember. So we both aged a bit since then. So first and foremost, he's a terrific actor, and I think he does a terrific performance in the movie. And he and Jackie work very well together. And as you know, the movie is actually based on a book written in 1993 that was called The Chinaman. Well, we obviously updated it because, as you know, since 1998, the IRA, there's been peace between the British and the IRA. And so our story is fictitious in the sense that it's a rogue breakaway group within the IRA who are the bad guys in this case. And but it very much follows the subplot, if you will, the political subplot of it. It was one of the things that really intrigued me, the internal politics between Pierce Brosnan's character Hennessy and his IRA cohorts. You know, he was in the IRA back in the 70s. He's now not part of that organization, but it comes back to haunt him. So that side of it, again, really intrigued me, along with the fact, of course, that not Jackie playing something entirely different, but also a kind of, you know, a humble, common man who really loses everything when he loses his daughter, who then sets out to find out, track down, and deal with the people that killed his daughter. Okay.
Down here in the front.
Hi, Jackie, there's two questions actually. Just first of all, how do you prepare for this role, especially for the part that you have to play someone who went through the sadness of losing the daughter? And also, there are many people may actually have the same kind of experience due to terrorist attack or massive shooting. So I think it's they cannot do whatever the character did this in this movie. So how do you learn through the process of shooting this film that there may be not the best way to deal with this kind of sadness, but what kind of advice or suggestion for those people?
I think really only thing I prepare is English. You know, we have a dialogue coach to teach me all the English, and also I have to understand what Pierce speaking, because he is a very different accent. I have to know when is my dialogue. Rather than I just on the set, just the director teaching me a lot of things. Jackie, move slowly. You're not Jackie Chan. You're Guan. Sometimes when I turn around and move things, Jackie too quick. Slow down. I don't know why he make me so old. even the fighting. No, breathe. You have to breathe. And then after I fight, you know, usually I fight bam, like this. And then after now I fight up, boom. I have to, and I probably makes the movie work. And why I choose this movie also I have a reason. A few years ago, all those years, like, I have to make something correct. Like, when I make Drunken Master, tell people drinking and fight. When I growing up, slowly growing up, when I look at the movie, I said, wrong. Why I tell people drinking and fighting? I have to make Drunken Master 2 correct myself. Don't drink, don't fight. During all those years, I travel around the world. I see so many things. If things I don't like it, then what should I do? I'm the filmmaker. I only get through the movie. Like a couple of years ago, I see Middle East. There's so many war going on. I make a movie called Dragon Blade. It's about peace, united. And when I see the auction market, there's so many things auction going on. I make a 12th Zodiac. I said respect things. You have to return. I hope probably never happen, but at least from my heart through the movie, I hope all the international treasure, return your own country. That's the good things. When I in Angkor Wat, you mean?
Angkor Wat.
I see the beautiful Buddha, half face gone. But in somebody's museum, why don't you return the half face, put there? I think those belongs to the whole world. It's not only belongs to one museum. I'm so happy after the 12 Zodiac, I'm finished. Gucci company returned 2 hats to China. Wow, I'm so happy. Same thing. And right now, the terrorist attack in the world every single day. Just like I always said, the natural disaster, tornado, tsunami, every single day it happened. Why human create a human disaster? Through the movie, I hope we can stop these kind of things. Don't just killing innocent every single day, but we have to what like you say, we have to live it.
We live with it every day. Yeah?
Just single day in every country, every city, every the whole world become it happen. Yeah.
Yes, the gentleman down here in the front.
Jackie, on Friday, the Beyond Fest Film Festival is showing Miracles, which I understand is your favorite movie of yours, and I agree. I think it's your best work. I'm going to write a preview of the showing on Friday. Could you talk about why that film is special to you?
First, I love Cobra, and I learned a lot of things from American movies. And that time, I was so famous in Asia, And suddenly, some director, I'm so stupid, some director, Jackie, he only know action movie, he don't know some other things. I'm so angry. I said, no, I'm filmmaker. I want to show I'm my director's skill. So I used a miracle, this movie, to do the best I can, the camera movement. And after I finished the movie, and that time I used like 90 million Hong Kong. That was a lot. And the old day we're making a movie like a what, 5 million, 10 million. But I used 90 million to make a miracle. I spent 10 million Hong Kong to buy a Technovation, not Panavation, Technovation. I in one day I hired the whole Hong Kong, the film, in one set. Nobody have lighting anymore. I'm the one who hired the rent, everything. And the movie comes out. And also I promised my art director, my cameraman, I will make you the best lighting guy. You get the Hong Kong Oscar. I want to make you a best actress. I want to make you, that's my goal. And I use the camera movement, everything. 7 days for one shot. 7 days in one shot. And some shot for 16 hours for one shot. And the movie comes out, the box office, no good, nobody get anything. And I was destroying my ego. Then, the later on, I make a movie, I want to make a good movie. That's all. Then I got best box office. I get so many things. And later on I learned things. When you do something, don't aim for something. I want to get Oscar. I want to get this. I want to get that. And up, you get nothing. If you make a good movie, at result, you get so many things. They come to you. You don't have to find them. Yeah.
The gentleman back here.
Hey, this question's for David.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
So you know Alona,
the writer.
We can tell from the tagline of the movie that Jackie's hero, your positive character. But while watching the movie, I was struck, like, he kind of comes off as possibly a villain. Was that sort of intentional in the first section of the movie?
No, not at all. First of all, I want to give Stephen Leather his plug. It was based originally on his book, and he did it. He can't be here, but his book is. He did a great job. Yeah, originally, for me, it was a man who...
Who's Stephen Leather?
Yeah, for me, it's a story about a man who is caught up in a tragedy. And we have so many tragedies today around us. I mean, you know, look at Las Vegas. They just go on and on and on. And here you have the story of a grieving father who has nothing left to live for, who has basically run out of options. And because of that, he the only option he has left is to go after honor, and that is to find the killers of his daughter, no matter where it leads, and somehow go proactive on this. And so much in the style of the old Charles Bronson pictures and stuff, he does what's necessary. He's never a villain in my mind. He's a grieving father who is going after the only ring left to do. And in my mind, I didn't think he ever, and in the book, he never walks away from it. He dies in the end. Because for him, it's just about regaining the honor. I mean, he lost two daughters earlier in a tragic, you know, accident to Thai pirates. And he was unable to do or avenge those killings. So in this sense, he will do whatever it takes as his final breath to go after the killers that robbed him of the last thing he loved, because he has nothing left to live for. And there's so many people that occurs today, too. So to me, he was never a villain, but just a father overwhelmed with grief.
Yes, the lady right here in the yellow sweater.
Hi, my question is for Jackie. This is the best your dramatic role in your entire movies. I follow you so much, and I'm so happy Westerman finally see you can do serious dramatic acting. It's very interesting, and it's the makeup effects a lot for this character, but also you work with James Bond, Pierce Brosnan. What did you discover? What did you find? What did you find through this film?
I find this film. I learned how few years later, when I old, what happened to me, and I have to walk slowly, and quiet, humble old guy. And I just remember every day we just make up. The first day I make up, I have a make up like a 5-4 hour. And the director said, not old enough, more older. Older. I just, God, more. Just non-stop. I'm glad you said that. You like it. That I achieve my goal, then that's what I want for the future. And I learned a lot of things is the character, you know, is so good. Is have so many background, nobody knows. He don't want to talk about it. He just put in the inside, you know, quiet, high in London, have a restaurant. That's all. He wants peacefully to have his own life. Then tragedy happened, his daughter's gone. He just want to Jing Yi Dima.
Righteous.
Somebody give me an answer.
Righteous.
So it's difficult. Just ask the police, the government. It's just so simple. Give me the name, that's all. The whole movie, just give me the name. Yeah. Otherwise, this bad guy continue to killing people. Yeah.
We have time for one more question. Yes.
Me?
Yes.
My question is for Jackie. I was just curious, I've been wanting to ask you this for a while now. You've had so much success in so many different arenas. Where does getting that Oscar at the last Academy Awards rank for you, and what did it mean to you?
It mean to me, you know, when I know I get an Oscar, I just don't believe it. Why me? I'm just making a cheap action comedy movie. And those kind of Oscar always like Tom Hanks, Robert De Niro, this kind of actor can get. Why me? Then after I asked the chairman of the Oscar, why me? He said, because you do so many things, not just acting. Before acting, you do so many things for animal, for the charity. For all 50 years, we've been looking for you. The first one, 全票通過怎麼說?
The whole committee agreed upon.
The 50 people, everybody agreed the first time. And I said, why you bring my names up? He said, yeah, we've been arguing something. Why this guy? If you're talking about create things, doing a movie, never changed all those years, they're going to be Jackie Chan. Then somebody, you are right, Jackie Chan. You agree, Jackie Chan? Okay, everybody. 50 people just raise their hand. I said, okay. Then I realized all those years, I never thought I can get anything. I just, no matter cheap movie, expensive movie, terrible movie, good movie, every movie I make, making a movie is just like a gambling, like a foreigner. I don't know if that's a movie good or bad. Do the audience, they like it or not. Some movie you spend a lot of money, boom. Some movie you spend a little money, big success. You just don't know. I just follow my dream, just do the best I can. Every movie I make almost risk my life to do the best I can. And after, when I have time, I do a charity, helping people, helping the young generation. Then I start a Jackie Chan Foundation. Then I start Jackie Chan Training Center to train a lot of young talent. I never thought I can want something. I never. Today is Oscar, come to me. The old day, I tried to come to Oscar so many years, then I give up. No. Then now, suddenly Oscar come to me. So this is why I tell my young children, do the best you can. Don't aim for anything. And later on, few years later, or 10 years, 20 years later, everything, the money, the fame, the award come to you. Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for coming, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Martin.